Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in Perek Tes Zayin of Masech HaShabbos, and we are learning Mishnayos, Beis, and Gimel. So we spoke about how you're allowed to save the Kisvei HaKodesh from a fire on Shabbos. So now we're going to talk about what else can you save from a fire on Shabbos. So the Mishnah tells us, what about food? So Matzil Mazon Shalosh Su'udos. You're allowed to save 3 meals worth of food on Shabbos, because that's what you need to eat on Shabbos. Haroi La'adam La'adam Haroi La'behema La'behema. Whatever is ra'ui for people to eat could be saved for people, and whatever is fit for animals to eat could be saved for animals. Ketzah, and when can you save 3 meals? That's Nafla Deleika B'Leili Shabbos. Matzil Mazon Shalosh Su'udos. That's if the fire broke out on Friday night, where you still need 3 meals for Shabbos. But B'Shachos Matzil Mazon Shtei Su'udos. If the fire breaks out Shabbos morning, so you already had your Friday night meal, so then you could save 2 meals, but not more. But Mincha Mazon Su'udachas. And if it's already Mincha time, so you already had the first 2 meals of Shabbos, you only didn't have Shalosh Su'udos yet, so you only save 1 meal. Rabbi Yossi Amar Lo Matzil Mazon Shalosh Su'udos. Rabbi Yossi says, no, no matter what time of Shabbos it is, you're always allowed to save 3 meals from a fire on Shabbos, because really you should be technically allowed to save as much food as you want. It's only the Chachamim were very limiting. So Rabbi Yossi says, okay, so the Chachamim will say, made one shear, and the shear of what you're allowed to save is Mazon Shalosh Su'udos. It's not going to depend on what stage of Shabbos you're in. There's a big discussion in Poskim. Do we derive from this Mishnah that a person has a time slot within which he's supposed to eat each Shabbos meal? Meaning, does Shalosh Su'udos have to be eaten dafka b'mincha? Does it have to be eaten after the time of mincha, which is what the Mishnah sounds like? Because the Mishnah seems to be assuming that by mincha you still have Shalosh Su'udos left. Meaning, maybe one, let's say during the winter months, might want to split his morning meal, might have daven hashkama and at hashkama minyan, have a quick meal, bench, take a walk, learn for an hour, and have another meal. He could finish both meals before chatzos. So we'll have finished all 3 Shabbos meals by chatzos, technically. So is this Mishnah telling me not to do that? So that's a major discussion in the poskim. So now Mishnah Gimel talks about how much food can be saved when it's all in one box. Matzilin sal malei kikaros v'alpishesh bo mea su'udos. If you have a basket full of loaves of bread, even though it's way more bread than you need for 3 meals or 2 meals or 1 meal, it has 100 loaves of bread, 100 su'udos worth of bread, you're allowed to save the whole box. V'igul shel tevela. If you have a pressed fig cake and it has lots and lots of figs, v'chavish shel yayin, or a barrel of wine that has more wine than you need for 1 or 2 or 3 meals. V'omer l'acherim bo v'atzil l'chem. Not only that, if your house is burning, you could tell other people, come save some meals for yourselves, because each person could save 3 meals worth. Vim hayu pikhin, and if the other people were smart and they knew the halachas of Shabbos and they knew that they're allowed to give the food back to the owner of the burning house and take money for the food, osni mal cheshbon achar Shabbos, they would go back and have such a cheshbon with him after Shabbos is over. Lehechem atzilin osan, where do they save these meals? L'chatzar moreves, to a chatzar that has an eruv. B'mseir omer, af l'she'enu moreves, even to a chatzar that does not have an eruv. So to quickly review, Mishnah Beis, we learned that you could save 3 meals per person from a burning house on Shabbos. If an animal needs meals for an animal, you save animal food. If a person needs meals for a person's food, but it may depend on what time of Shabbos it is, according to the Tanakhama, how many meals you can save. Friday night, 3 meals. Shabbos morning, 2 meals. Shabbos afternoon, 1 meal. Rabbi Yossi says it's always 3 meals. And then in Mishnah Gimel, we learned that if you have a whole bunch of meals worth of food in a large basket, you're allowed to save the entire basket. And you could even invite other people to save 3 meals worth of food for themselves on Shabbos, and they could make a cheshbon to be able to charge you for their services after Shabbos. And then we had a machlokas where you could bring these meals of food out into. The Tanakhama said only a chatzar that has an eruv, and Ben Becerra said even a chatzar that does not have an eruv. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Tezayin, Mishnah Dalet.